Texte numéro 28. Electric cars could pave the way for 80 miles per hour limit. Speed limits on motorways could go up to 80 miles per hour as drivers switch to electric vehicles, according to the Transport Secretary. Grant Shapps says he's exploring the possibility of increasing the speed limit on motorways and some dual carriageways, having concluded that any increased pollution can be offset by the higher uptake of low-emission cars. Speaking at the Conservative Party conference, Mr. Shapps said that when the issue was last reviewed in 2011, ministers decided against increasing limits due to environmental concerns. However, as the owner of an electric car, he said that increased electrification on the roads meant that the issue should be revisited. His intervention came amid growing calls for limits to be raised by 10 miles per hour, with campaigners arguing that increased speeds would improve productivity and road safety while reducing road congestions. Attending a transport debate in Manchester, Mr. Shapp said, "On 80 miles per hour speed limits, I've been thinking about this issue and even sought advice on the subject of late. I think there is an argument for looking at our speed limits, both in terms of higher speed limits and actually lower limits, 20 miles per hour outside of schools. When it was last looked at in 2011, reviewing the last submission to ministers on the subject, it was thought the carbon emission addition would be too great. But since I am a driver of an electric car myself, I got to thinking about whether that would still be the case. I think there is an argument that once you have increased the level of electrification and therefore decreased or entirely removed carbon, that you might look at those things again." The 70 mile per hour limit was introduced in 1965, after the first motorways were built. But in recent years, experts have argued that the limit is outdated, as modern cars are faster and safer. Proponents include O'Sullivan, the chief executive of Highway England, who said last year that raising the limit was possible, but had been met with resistance, as 70 miles per hour was so socially embedded in this country. Separately, a report commissioned by the Department for Transport found that increasing the speed limit from 40 to 50 miles per hour for heavy goods vehicles over 7.5 tonnes on single and dual carriageways had saved businesses millions of pounds. The report found that raising the limit had helped increase average speeds by 1.5 mile per hour, freeing up many thousands of driver hours. It also found that a growing number of people were flouting existing speed restrictions anyway, with more than half of drivers admitting to breaking 30 mile per hour and 70 mile per hour limits. Adapted from the Daily Telegraph, October 2019.